Business is simple. It's just not easy. We focus on three things to help you run and grow your business more easily: talent, sales, and how to scale. This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
That you need to extract the mental models from your sales reps. And so I think the way that he might describe this is that you need to understand how they're targeting today. And so that's one piece of the puzzle is what are they doing not at scale, and figure out what that looks like at scale. The second piece is to, again, chat with your customers that have a good understanding about the problem and challenge them. Why did you hire me? Why now? Why didn't you go with this other competitor? And they're going to start saying really interesting things. And those are going to be really interesting gems, right? It's like, oh, we were using X. And what happened is once Y happened, X was terrible for us, right? Like if you think of poor HubSpot, they're a huge company, but like poor HubSpot, it's like the journey that people go on is like they have HubSpot until they need Salesforce. or at least for the backend CRM. And so, you know, you chat with anyone and it's like, oh, like you're growing, like you're going to need to switch. At some point, you're going to need to switch. Like that's like the mantra. So it's like, what point? Like when you move from 50 to 100 people and your traffic starts scaling and you start to hire these types of people and you have an open rec for these types of roles, and you see that they're trialing a bunch of other types of software on your website, and you notice that there's like on Glassdoor, people are dinging you for your, and you look at G2 reviews and G2 is saying like, this sucks, but their HubSpot integration is great, or like whatever, right? Like it's the sum of those things that really kind of makes for good accounts, but usually you can't do this in a vacuum. And it's exciting to do it in a vacuum, but it's usually the worst way to do it. And then once you understand that, so best reps, best customers, and sometimes even the founders have a really good sense because they've tried a bunch of things. So like documenting all the other crap that you've tried that didn't work, like avoid that stuff. So you can kind of triangle this and say, okay, well, here are our best ideas. Then you need to figure out, all right, what channels are our customers in? Where do they spend their time? So you can do some surveys there. Emma Moreno has done some really interesting stuff there. It's like, here's some ways to survey your buyers to figure out what channels they're in. So now you've got some channels, you've got some identifiers of moments. Now you need to figure out what data do I need to buy? And so I'm one piece of that puzzle, but there's like another great company called Predict Leads that they're building this. Oh, so incredible. They're scraping companies' websites, taking the logos of their customers using AI and figuring out who are their customers. So this would lead to an amazing play. I can be like, hey, Brian, I saw HelloFresh on your website and they're a customer of ours too. Have they told you about how we work or something, right? So like you can do some trust arbitrage plays there, but once you find the types of problems that your customers are struggling with and those moments, then you need to do some data exploration to figure out what does this look like at scale. And you can start with some outsourcers too to build some basic lists, but that's what this kind of looks like.
So let me unpack a couple of things here. So we identify how the salespeople are targeting today, right? And they're probably not going to have a good answer. So it's your fault, by the way, sales leaders, because you haven't taught them that, but find out how they're doing it today, then get some customer interviews. And you didn't say this, but I jotted down, record what they say and how they say it and use their language. Don't use your own, right? I think too often we speak jargon instead of speaking what their words are saying. So use their words and in their language, put that in your sales emails and your marketing. And then one question that I had is, you said you get some data points and you named a bunch of different data points. What's the minimum number of different data points to get this? Because you keep seeming that you're just bringing out this holistic, robust picture instead of having this skeleton of, you know, industry and geography and firmographics. I mean, that's the skeleton with maybe a muscle on it. you're putting a whole muscle skeleton on there with a tuxedo and a ball gown, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, you'd probably be kicked out of San Francisco if you wore that here. it's like a hoodie is formal wear. I think that this is not the right way to think about it, because if you think about this as some of evidence, there's no weight to it all. There's no like what's important, what's not. So I'll say this, that there are some pieces of data that are going to be just drastically more useful to you and defining your prospects than others. And so that's what you need to, sort of figure out, is like, what are the things that are absolutely critical to understand about the moments for your customers, right? And so if you can do that, and sometimes it's about creating tension, right? So I talk a lot about like ratios. So if you have 1,000 employees and 2 people in your customer support department, and you're getting 1,000,000 hits to your website, suddenly those 2 things, like tension is there, right? It's like, what, you got one dude, you got Mario in the back office, like doing support by himself. Your traffic is blowing up. It's increasing month over month. You got a huge number of people, and poor Mario has to do everything himself. Like, are you thinking about helping Mario out? So that, you know, there's some pretty deep nuance there, and there's not like a crazy amount of data to be able to run that, but that, you can't be, you know, the way that I talk about this sometimes is like, you know, I'm pointing a finger at the moon, and people grab my finger, and I'm like, no, it's the moon. Like, look up. What I don't want is people leave this conversation like, just deploy 15 tactics at the same time. You know, it's like, no. It's like, this is not tactic stacking. You need to be able to figure out like, what really indicates those moments of pain. How do your customers talk? And then figure out what are the right data points there, because it could be that you just need 2 data points, and 2 are enough because the signal is so, so strong with those 2 data points.
Got it. Well said. So it's not the amount of data points, it's the quality and the, call it, the point of leverage. How much of a leverage point does that give?
Yeah. And you generally, I mean, the way, you know, the way that we will do it is when we stack this intelligence into keyword groups like basically allow you to stack on some of these sentences, the last sentence is usually some insight. So it's therefore, right? And the problem is that no one has a good idea of therefore except you and your customers. So like for me to be able to say this, and this is true, take a call with me, right? Yeah. That's like not enough, right? It's like, so what? Why does it matter? And so, and this is where you can dovetail nicely into a great case study, where you can say, when these same things happen with a customer, here's the problem that they were solving with. And by the way, they were about to go down your path. Here's a customer that was using Marketo to do their lead scoring, that were in these sort of same similar market as you, similar conditions. They spent 6 months arguing, should it be a 75 or a 76? And they got nowhere. And it turns out that sometimes 10s bought, sometimes 80s bought, sometimes 5 bought, and it just didn't help them move the needle at all. And then they used, they used breadcrumbs and blah, blah, blah. That was the customer I was talking about earlier. So that's the kind of narrative that you need, but that has to come from your customers. And then there has, again, that's the layer of insight, right? That's where you can tell a story that they're like, Jordan, what's the insight? No. I don't know what the insight is. All I'm gathering is observations and helping you find the observations. Like, I'm not coming into this thing with saying like, hey, now that you've bought from me, here's your stack of keywords. Now go, like, no, this is not that. You need to figure out what implications does this have for your existing customers, and how do those implications play out with your leads?